Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the history of the Caribbeans. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for documenting the history of the Caribbean, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Martinique, A Journey Through Time, Episode 3, a story that promises to detail the history of the first settlers to present day. So sit back and relax as we navigate you through this journey. Chapter 9, Catastrophe and Resilience, The Eruption of Mount Pelee. In the early morning of May 8, 1902, Martinique experienced one of the most devastating natural disasters in Caribbean history, the eruption of Mount Pelee. The eruption obliterated the city of St. Pierre, claiming the lives of nearly 30,000 people in a matter of minutes. This chapter explores the events leading up to the eruption, the tragedy itself, and its aftermath. It also delves into the resilience of the Martinican people as they rebuilt their lives in the wake of unimaginable loss, offering a detailed examination of the social, economic, and cultural impact of the disaster. Mount Pelee, a sleeping giant. Mount Pelee, Martinique's iconic volcano, looms over the island's northern region as both a symbol of natural beauty and a reminder of its destructive potential. For centuries, the volcano had been relatively quiet, with only minor eruptions recorded in the 18th century. Its fertile slopes supported lush vegetation and small farming communities, while the nearby city of St. Pierre thrived as Martinique's economic and cultural hub. The city of St. Pierre, known as the Paris of the Caribbean, St. Pierre was a bustling port city and the colonial capital of Martinique. It was home to a vibrant population of merchants, artists, and laborers, with theaters, cafes, and markets that reflected the island's cultural diversity. However, the city's location at the base of Mount Pelee made it vulnerable to volcanic activity. Prelude to disaster, warning signs ignored. In the months leading up to the eruption, Mount Pelee began to show signs of activity. Residents reported rumbling noises, minor earthquakes, and the emission of steam and ash from the crater. Despite these warnings, life in St. Pierre continued as usual, with little concern about the potential danger. Political and social factors. Several factors contributed to the lack of evacuation efforts. Economic concerns. St. Pierre was Martinique's commercial center, and business leaders were reluctant to disrupt trade and commerce. Political indifference. Local officials downplayed the threat to avoid causing panic, particularly in the lead-up to elections scheduled for May 11, 1902. Cultural complacency. Many residents believed that the volcano posed no real danger, as previous eruptions had been minor. Scientific misunderstandings. Volcanology was still in its infancy in 1902, and the signs of an impending eruption were not well understood. Early reports from scientists in St. Pierre failed to convey the severity of the situation, further contributing to the city's inaction. The eruption, a day of catastrophe. On the morning of May 8, 1902, Mount Pelee erupted with catastrophic force. A massive pyroclastic surge, a fast-moving cloud of superheated gas, ash, and debris, swept down the slopes of the volcano and engulfed St. Pierre in seconds. The city was completely destroyed, and nearly all of its inhabitants perished. Eyewitness accounts. Survivors' accounts provide harrowing details of the eruption. Ludger Silberis, a prisoner confined in a stone cell, survived the eruption due to the thick walls protecting him from the intense heat. His story became one of the most famous accounts of the disaster. Ship crews. Sailors aboard ships anchored near the port witnessed the eruption from a distance, describing the horrifying scene of fire and destruction. The scale of destruction. The pyroclastic surge destroyed buildings, incinerated vegetation, and killed thousands instantly. The temperature of the surge was so high that it melted metal objects and reduced bodies to ash. Only a handful of people survived, many of whom suffered severe burns and injuries. The aftermath, a nation in mourning. The destruction of St. Pierre left Martinique in shock and mourning. The loss of life and property was unprecedented, and the island faced immense challenges in the aftermath of the disaster. Economic impact. Disruption of trade. St. Pierre had been the economic heart of Martinique, and its destruction crippled the island's economy. The port was destroyed, and merchants lost their livelihoods. Agricultural losses. The eruption devastated the surrounding farmland, leaving many without food or income. Social consequences. Displacement. Thousands of survivors fled to other parts of the island, including the new capital, Fort de France. Grief and trauma. The psychological impact of the disaster was profound, as families mourned lost loved ones and struggled to rebuild their lives. Rebuilding efforts. Rebuilding Saint-Pierre proved to be a monumental task. While some residents returned to the area in the years following the eruption, the city never regained its former status as Martinique's cultural and economic hub. Scientific advancements and lessons learned. The eruption of Mount Pelee was a pivotal moment in the field of volcanology. Scientists studied the disaster extensively, leading to significant advancements in understanding volcanic activity. New techniques. Observation and monitoring. The study of Mount Pelee emphasized the importance of monitoring volcanic activity to predict eruptions. Emergency preparedness. The disaster highlighted the need for better communication and evacuation plans in areas at risk of volcanic eruptions. Cultural and historical legacy. The eruption of Mount Pelee left an indelible mark on Martinique's cultural memory. The disaster is commemorated through art, literature, and public events, serving as a reminder of the island's resilience. Artistic representations. Literature. Writers and poets have explored the themes of loss and renewal inspired by the eruption. Visual art. Paintings and sculptures depict the destruction of Saint-Pierre and the power of Mount Pelee. Museums and memorials. Musée Volcanologique de Saint-Pierre. This museum preserves artifacts and exhibits related to the eruption, ensuring that future generations remember the tragedy. Monuments. Memorials honoring the victims have been erected throughout the island. Resilience and rebirth. The people of Martinique demonstrated remarkable resilience in the face of the Mount Pelee disaster. Their ability to rebuild and adapt reflects the strength of the island's community and culture. A new capital. Fort de France emerged as the island's political and economic center, providing a fresh start for Martinique. Cultural renewal. The disaster inspired a renewed sense of identity and solidarity among the island's residents. The blending of African, European, and Creole traditions continued to thrive, even in the wake of tragedy. Global impact and recognition. The eruption of Mount Pelee captured the world's attention, bringing global recognition to Martinique. The disaster prompted international aid and sparked a dialogue about the need for better disaster preparedness. Chapter 10, World Wars and Modernization, Global Conflict on an Island. The 20th century brought unprecedented change to Martinique as the island was drawn into the tides of two world wars and underwent significant social, economic, and political modernization. Despite its small size, Martinique played a unique role in these global conflicts, serving as both a strategic asset and a cultural crossroads. This chapter explores how the island navigated the challenges of war and modernity, highlighting the resilience of its people, the complexities of its colonial status, and the transformations that shaped its path to the future. World War I, 1914 to 1918, Martinique's role in the Great War. Although Martinique was far from the European battlefields of World War I, the island felt the conflict's effects in profound ways. As a French colony, Martinique's loyalty to the motherland was unwavering, and its people contributed to the war effort both directly and indirectly. Enlistment and conscription. Hundreds of Martinicans enlisted in the French military or were conscripted to fight on European fronts. Many of these soldiers faced the dual burden of combat and racial discrimination within the military. Stories of bravery, such as those of Martinican soldiers in the French colonial infantry, highlighted the island's contributions to the war. Economic impact. The war disrupted trade routes, leading to shortages of essential goods on the island. Increased demand for agricultural products, such as rum and sugar, strained local production and labor. Social changes. The war fostered a sense of unity and sacrifice among Martinicans, but also deepened economic inequalities, as wealthier classes were better able to weather the hardships. The exposure of Martinican soldiers to Europe introduced them to new ideas and cultures, laying the groundwork for future demands for social and political reform. The interwar years, struggles and aspirations. The period between the two world wars was marked by economic challenges, social unrest, and growing demands for political representation. Economic challenges. The decline of the sugar industry, combined with the Great Depression, left many Martinicans struggling to make ends meet. Small-scale farmers and workers faced significant hardship as global markets for agricultural products contracted. Political activism. Inspired by the ideals of liberty and equality, Martinicans began to organize politically. Workers' movements and unions gained traction, advocating for better wages and working conditions. The rise of intellectuals like M. Césaire during this period signaled the emergence of a new political and cultural consciousness. Cultural Renaissance. The interwar years saw a flourishing of Martinican culture, with the Creole language, music, and literature gaining prominence. This period laid the foundation for the island's modern cultural identity. World War II, 1939 to 1945, Martinique under Vichy control. World War II brought new challenges and tensions to Martinique. As a French colony, the island initially came under the control of the Vichy government after France's defeat in 1940. Strategic importance. Martinique's location in the Caribbean made it a valuable asset during the war. Its harbor and naval facilities were of strategic interest to both the Allies and Axis powers. The island became a base for French naval forces, including the battleship Jeanne d'Arc. Life under Vichy rule. The Vichy regime imposed strict authoritarian control over Martinique, leading to widespread censorship, repression, and economic hardship. The population faced shortages of food and basic goods, while tensions between supporters of the Free French and the Vichy regime created social divisions. Resistance and liberation. Martinicans resisted Vichy control in various ways, from acts of sabotage to clandestine support for the Free French movement. In 1943, the island officially aligned with the Free French forces under Charles de Gaulle, marking a turning point in its wartime experience. Post-war reconstruction and the path to modernization. The end of World War II ushered in a period of reconstruction and transformation for Martinique. The island faced the challenge of rebuilding its economy, addressing social inequalities, and redefining its political status within the French Republic. Economic recovery. Efforts to modernize agriculture and diversify the economy were launched, including investments in infrastructure and education. The banana industry emerged as a significant export sector, replacing sugar as Martinique's primary agricultural product. Political changes. The post-war era saw the rise of political leaders like M. Césaire, who advocated for greater rights and autonomy for Martinique. In 1946, Martinique was granted the status of a French department, integrating the island more fully into the French political system. Social reforms. The introduction of social welfare programs, improved healthcare, and expanded educational opportunities transformed life for many Martinicans. Women gained greater political and social rights, reflecting broader changes in French society. Cultural transformations in the mid-20th century. The cultural landscape of Martinique underwent significant changes in the decades following World War II. The island's artists, writers, and musicians played a crucial role in shaping its modern identity. The Negritude Movement. Led by M. Césaire, the Negritude Movement celebrated African and Creole identity, challenging colonial stereotypes and promoting cultural pride. Césaire's literary works, such as Cahier d'un retour au pays natal, Notebook of a Return to My Native Land, became seminal texts in the movement. Music and dance. Traditional genres like ballet and zouk gained international recognition, showcasing Martinique's vibrant cultural heritage. Music became a means of storytelling and resistance, reflecting the island's history and struggles. Education and language. Efforts to promote the Creole language in schools and literature highlighted the importance of preserving Martinique's unique cultural identity. Education reforms aimed to balance French and Creole influences, fostering a sense of dual identity among Martinicans. Global influence and diaspora. The mid-20th century also saw the emergence of a Martinican diaspora, as many residents emigrated to France and other parts of the world in search of economic opportunities. Migration to France. The BUMIDM, Bureau for the Development of Migration in the Overseas Departments, facilitated the migration of thousands of Martinicans to mainland France. These migrants faced challenges of integration and discrimination, but also contributed to French society in significant ways. Cultural exchange. The diaspora played a key role in promoting Martinican culture globally, from literature and music to cuisine and art. Legacy of the World Wars and Modernization. The experiences of Martinique during the World Wars and the modernization period left a lasting legacy on the island's identity and trajectory. Resilience and adaptation. The ability of Martinicans to navigate the challenges of war, economic change, and political transformation reflects their resilience and adaptability. Cultural pride. The cultural achievements of this era laid the foundation for Martinique's modern identity, celebrating its rich history and diverse heritage. Political evolution. The integration of Martinique into the French Republic marked a significant shift in its political status, but debates about autonomy and independence continued to shape its future. Chapter 11, Decolonization and Identity, The Quest for Autonomy. The latter half of the 20th century marked a period of profound transformation for Martinique as the island grappled with questions of identity, autonomy, and its relationship with France. While departmentalization in 1946 formally integrated Martinique into the French Republic, the island's unique cultural heritage and colonial history fueled ongoing debates about decolonization and self-determination. This chapter delves deeply into the political, social, and cultural movements that define this era, exploring the struggles and triumphs of Martinique's quest for a balanced identity between its Creole roots and French governance. The aftermath of departmentalization. The decision to grant Martinique the status of a French department was hailed as a major milestone in the island's history. It brought social and economic reforms, but it also raised complex questions about identity and autonomy. Social and economic reforms. Access to public services. Departmentalization gave Martinicans access to French public services, including healthcare, education, and social security. These reforms significantly improved the quality of life for many residents. Economic integration. Martinique's economy became increasingly tied to that of mainland France, with subsidies and investments aimed at modernizing infrastructure and industries. Cultural and identity challenges. Assimilation versus preservation. While departmentalization brought economic benefits, it also led to fears of cultural assimilation. Many Martinicans worried that their Creole identity would be eroded by the influence of French culture. Language and education. French remained the official language, while Creole was often marginalized in schools and public life. This created tensions between the desire to preserve Creole heritage and the pressures of assimilation. The rise of decolonization movements. In the 1960s and 1970s, Martinique witnessed the emergence of political and social movements advocating for greater autonomy or independence from France. These movements were inspired by global decolonization trends and the civil rights struggles in the United States. Influence of global decolonization. The independence movements in Africa, the Caribbean, and Asia resonated deeply in Martinique, highlighting the possibility of self-determination. Leaders like M. Césaire and Frantz Fanon, who were deeply involved in anti-colonial thought, became influential figures both locally and globally. Key political movements. Part 1 Progressist Martiniquoise, PPM, founded by M. Césaire in 1958. The PPM sought greater autonomy for Martinique while remaining within the French Republic. The party advocated for cultural preservation and economic reform. Movement Independentist Martiniquoise, MIM, emerging in the 1970s, the MIM called for full independence from France. Its leaders argued that Martinique's colonial past and economic dependency on France were obstacles to true self-determination. Student and worker protests. The 1960s and 1970s were marked by widespread protests led by students and workers demanding better wages, educational reform, and recognition of Martinique's unique cultural identity. Strikes in industries such as agriculture and transportation highlighted economic inequalities and the dependence on French subsidies. The Intellectual and Cultural Revolution. The intellectual and cultural revolution of the mid-20th century played a crucial role in shaping Martinique's identity. Writers, artists, and musicians used their work to critique colonialism, celebrate Creole heritage, and envision a future of self-determination. Frantz Fanon and anti-colonial thought. Frantz Fanon, a Martinican psychiatrist and revolutionary, became one of the most influential voices in anti-colonial theory. His works, such as Black Skin, White Masks, and The Wretched of the Earth, explored the psychological and cultural effects of colonialism. Fanon's ideas inspired movements for liberation across the globe and provided a framework for understanding Martinique's struggles. Literary contributions. M. Césaire's poetry and essays continued to shape the cultural and political discourse in Martinique. His focus on negritude, a movement celebrating African and Creole identity, challenged the dominance of European cultural norms. Writers such as Edouard Glissant contributed to Martinique's literary renaissance, exploring themes of identity, diaspora, and resistance in works like Poetics of Relation. Music and cultural expression. Music genres such as Zouk and Biguine gained international recognition, showcasing Martinique's vibrant cultural heritage. Festivals and public celebrations of Creole culture became important spaces for asserting identity and resisting cultural assimilation. Economic challenges and dependency. While departmentalization brought economic development, it also deepened Martinique's dependency on France. The island faced significant challenges in diversifying its economy and addressing social inequalities. The agricultural sector. The banana industry became a major export sector, but it was heavily reliant on subsidies and faced competition from larger producers in Latin America. Small farmers struggled to compete in a globalized economy, leading to increased rural poverty. Tourism and modernization. Tourism emerged as an important industry, capitalizing on Martinique's natural beauty and cultural appeal. However, it often catered to French and European visitors, reinforcing economic dependency on France. Social inequalities. The wealth gap between the urban elite and the rural working class remained significant, fueling social tensions and protests. Unemployment and underemployment were persistent issues, particularly among young people. Political developments and autonomy debates. The debate over Martinique's political status intensified in the late 20th century, with competing visions for the island's future. Calls for greater autonomy. Autonomist movements advocated for increased control over local governance, arguing that Martinique needed to address its unique challenges without interference from Paris. Proposals for greater fiscal autonomy were met with resistance from the French government, which feared setting a precedent for other overseas territories. Independence movements. While support for full independence remained limited, independence movements played a crucial role in raising awareness about Martinique's colonial legacy and the need for systemic change. French responses. The French government introduced reforms aimed at addressing some of Martinique's grievances, including decentralization measures and investments in infrastructure. However, these efforts often fell short of addressing the deeper issues of cultural preservation and economic dependency. Legacy and reflection. The era of decolonization and identity formation in Martinique left a profound legacy, shaping the island's cultural, political, and economic landscape. Cultural resilience. The preservation and celebration of Creole culture became central to Martinique's identity, ensuring that the island's heritage remained vibrant despite the pressures of globalization and assimilation. Ongoing debates. The question of autonomy versus integration continues to define Martinique's political discourse, reflecting the complexities of its colonial history and modern realities. Global influence. Martinique's intellectuals, artists, and political leaders have made significant contributions to global discussions on identity, decolonization, and cultural preservation. Chapter 12, Cultural Renaissance and Global Connections, Martinique in the 21st Century. As Martinique entered the 21st century, the island experienced a dynamic period of cultural revival and global integration. While rooted in its Creole heritage and colonial history, Martinique sought to redefine itself in an interconnected world. This chapter examines the island's contemporary cultural renaissance, its engagement with global issues, and the ways in which Martinique continues to celebrate its identity while adapting to modern challenges. From the preservation of traditional arts to the influence of globalization, this chapter highlights the multifaceted evolution of Martinique in a rapidly changing world. Preserving Creole identity in a globalized world. As globalization accelerated, Martinique faced the dual challenge of preserving its unique Creole identity while embracing modernity. Efforts to maintain the island's cultural heritage became central to its identity in the 21st century. Language and education. Revitalizing Creole. In recent decades, there has been a resurgence of interest in the Creole language. Efforts to integrate Creole into the education system have grown, with schools offering bilingual programs and cultural studies to promote linguistic pride. Creole literature and media, writers, journalists, and filmmakers in Martinique have increasingly embraced Creole as a medium for storytelling, creating works that reflect the island's unique history and culture. Festivals and traditions. Carnival of Martinique. The annual carnival has become a showcase of Martinican culture, blending African, European, and Caribbean traditions in a vibrant celebration of music, dance, and costume. Preservation of traditional arts. Initiatives to document and preserve traditional crafts, such as weaving and pottery, have gained momentum, ensuring that these art forms are passed down to future generations. The role of music and dance in modern identity. Music and dance remain central to Martinique's cultural identity, evolving to reflect contemporary influences while staying rooted in tradition. Zouk and biguine. Zouk, a music genre that originated in Martinique and Guadeloupe, continues to thrive, with artists blending traditional rhythms with modern production techniques. Biguine, which combines African and European musical elements, has experienced a revival, with younger generations reinterpreting the genre for contemporary audiences. Global influence. Martinican musicians have gained international recognition, collaborating with artists from across the Caribbean and beyond. The island's music serves as a bridge between its local traditions and the global stage. Tourism and cultural exchange. Tourism has played a significant role in Martinique's modern economy, providing opportunities for cultural exchange and economic growth. Promoting authentic experiences. Efforts to promote authentic cultural tourism have focused on showcasing Martinique's heritage, from traditional cuisine to historical landmarks. Ecotourism initiatives highlight the island's natural beauty, emphasizing sustainable practices that protect its environment. Cultural challenges of tourism. The influx of international tourists has brought economic benefits, but also raised concerns about the commodification of Martinican culture. Balancing authenticity with market demands remains a key challenge. Political autonomy and global integration. As a French overseas department, Martinique continues to navigate its complex relationship with France and its position in the global community. Debates on autonomy. While Martinique remains politically integrated with France, debates about autonomy and self-governance persist. Advocates for greater autonomy argue that Martinique should have more control over its economic and cultural policies. Recent referenda on political status have shown mixed results, reflecting the island's diverse perspectives on its future. Regional and global engagement. Martinique has strengthened its ties with other Caribbean nations through organizations such as the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. The island's participation in global initiatives, from climate change advocacy to cultural diplomacy, highlights its growing role on the world stage. Environmental challenges and sustainability. Martinique's natural beauty is one of its greatest assets, but the island faces significant environmental challenges, including climate change, deforestation, and pollution. Impact of climate change. Rising sea levels and more frequent hurricanes pose a serious threat to Martinique's coastal communities and ecosystems. Efforts to combat climate change include investments in renewable energy, reforestation projects, and sustainable agricultural practices. Community-led conservation. Local communities have taken the lead in protecting Martinique's environment, organizing beach cleanups, wildlife preservation programs, and educational campaigns about sustainability. The diaspora and Martinique's global influence. The Martinican diaspora has played a vital role in shaping the island's modern identity, contributing to cultural exchange and raising awareness of its history and heritage. Contributions of the diaspora. Martinicans living abroad have excelled in fields such as literature, music, and academia, bringing global attention to the island's cultural richness. Diaspora communities have also been instrumental in supporting local initiatives, from economic development projects to disaster relief efforts. Bridging local and global. The diaspora serves as a bridge between Martinique and the wider world, fostering connections that enrich both the island and its global communities. Technological advancements and modernization. The 21st century has brought rapid technological advancements to Martinique, transforming its economy, education, and way of life. Digital transformation. Access to high-speed internet and digital tools has opened new opportunities for Martinique's businesses, educators, and creatives. E-commerce and digital marketing have allowed local artisans and entrepreneurs to reach global audiences. Education and innovation. Investments in education have focused on preparing Martinique's youth for a globalized world, with an emphasis on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics (STEM). Innovation hubs and startups are emerging, reflecting the island's potential as a center for creativity and entrepreneurship. A future rooted in heritage. As Martinique looks to the future, the island continues to balance modernization with the preservation of its cultural and natural heritage. Cultural pride. Efforts to celebrate and promote Creole identity remain central to Martinique's vision for the future, ensuring that its unique heritage is not lost in the face of globalization. Sustainability and resilience. Martinique's commitment to sustainability and resilience positions it as a leader in addressing global challenges, from climate change to cultural preservation. Unity and diversity. The island's ability to embrace its diverse cultural influences while maintaining a strong sense of unity reflects its resilience and adaptability.